Chapter 2. Phrasal Verbs Beginning with the Letter C. In this section, you will learn how to use many different phrasal verbs that begin with the letter C correctly in a sentence. There are two kinds of phrasal verbs, separable and inseparable. Separable phrasal verbs can take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, my father picked me up after school and drove me home. Inseparable phrasal verbs cannot take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, I asked my friends to come along with me to the Christmas party. Come along cannot be separated by an object. The numbers in front of the examples that are in parentheses correspond to the number of the explanation found directly above. So, for example, number 1, explanation, refers to number 1, example. If there is only one explanation or meaning given for the phrasal verb, then there will be two examples given for the one explanation, and there won't be a number in front of the examples. There will be a review at the end of this chapter. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letter C. Let's begin. Callback. Separable. 1. To return a phone call, as in this example, Kyoko called me back to confirm the date of the picnic. 2. Request to return, as in this example, the military commander called his men back from the battle. More examples. 1. I called the dentist, but he didn't answer his phone. He called me back in about 10 minutes. 2. The construction company called their men back after finding out that they could not do the job, meaning the construction company asked its workers to return to the office because the company was unable to do the job that they had been requested to do. Call in. Separable. 1. Request to assemble, as in this example. The manager called in the workers for a meeting. 2. To make a telephone call, usually in a business or formal setting, as in this example. John didn't feel well, so he called in sick. More examples. 1. The military officer called in his best soldiers to fight the attackers. 2. The repairman called in his parts order to the warehouse. Call off. Separable. 1. To cancel or postpone, as in this example. They called off the concert because of the bad weather. 2. Request that someone or something stops doing something and returns, as in this example. The military commander called off his troops because the enemy had run away. More examples. 1. Call off the picnic. It's going to rain. We'll postpone the picnic until next weekend. 2. The policeman called off his police dog after the thief surrendered, meaning the policeman gave the dog the command to attack the thief. When the thief surrendered, then the policeman ordered the dog to stop attacking. He called the dog off. Call up. Separable. 1. To initiate a telephone call, as in this example. I called up my sister in Kansas to discuss her wedding. 2. To request to assemble, to summon, as in this example. The government called up all of its soldiers to fight the war. More examples. 1. I called Janice up yesterday and asked her to lend me her history book. 2. The military is calling up all eligible young men to serve in the Army, meaning the military is requesting that all young men who are physically able and are of a certain age to report to military headquarters for service. Calm down. Separable. 1. To cause to become tranquil or calm, as in this example. The storm has calmed down, and the sun came out as we decided to go outside. More examples. 1. The man calmed down after the police found his wallet. Another example. The children were nervous after hearing the explosion, so the teacher had to calm them down. Care for, inseparable. 1. To provide needed assistance or watchful supervision, as in this example. The nurse cared for the patient. 2. To indicate preference, as in this example. My sister usually doesn't care for tomatoes. More examples. 1. The nanny cared for the children. 2. I don't care for that kind of food. I like Japanese food better. Carry on, separable, more commonly used in the UK and Commonwealth countries. 1. To continue without stopping, as in this example. The teacher told the student to carry on doing the exercise for 10 more minutes. 2. To act or behave in an improper, excited, or silly way, as in this example. She carried on for a half an hour about how she was almost robbed in the city. More examples. The lottery winner said that he would carry on working for his company. 2. When Cowrie found out that she got the best grade in the class on the exam, she carried on for 10 minutes. Carry out, separable. 1. Complete or finish something, as in this example. The sales group carried out their mission to increase sales. Sales were up 25%. 2. To follow or obey a command, order, or request, as in this example. The commander of the military asked his soldiers to carry out his command. More examples. 1. The president of the company asked the manager if he could complete the project on time. The manager said that he could carry out the request without a problem. 2. The police dog was expected to carry out the command of his trainer. Catch on. Inseparable. 1. To understand, to learn, as in this example. The German Shepherd dog is very smart. It catches on quickly and is easy to train. More examples. The new worker caught on quickly. Another example. He was a smart student who could catch on quickly. Catch up. Inseparable. To come up from behind, overtake, as in this example. The runner in second place caught up with the leader. 2. When wrongdoings or mistakes are detected by someone else and then made known, sometimes meaning to find out, as in this example. The businessman didn't pay taxes for years, but the tax department finally caught up with him. 3. To become involved with something, often unwillingly, as in this example. As the sun set, I got caught up in the beauty of the sky. 4. To become up to date or current with something, as in this example. I talked to my girlfriend yesterday to catch up with the latest gossip. More examples. 1. After 30 minutes, the racing car in third place caught up with the leader. 2. I never studied in English class. When I took the exam, I got a low grade. All of those weeks of not studying finally caught up with me. My parents were really mad. 3. The crowd was cheering every time our team played well. I got caught up in all of this excitement and began cheering with the crowd. 4. I was sick for 2 weeks and didn't go to school. My teacher gave me some homework assignments so that I could catch up with the rest of the class. Cheat on, inseparable. To act dishonestly, to deceive by trickery or swindle, as in this example. The business owner cheated on his tax form, meaning the business owner put the wrong income on his tax form so that he wouldn't have to pay everything he owed to the tax department. More examples. The student was caught cheating on the exam. Another example. Susan accused her boyfriend of cheating on her, meaning Susan accused her boyfriend of dating another girl. Check in. Separable. 1. To register as at a hotel, as in this example. When I checked in at 8:30 a.m., the clerk reminded me that checkout time was 12 p.m. tomorrow. 2. Informal. To contact someone for the purpose of confirming your presence or exchanging information, as in this example. I checked in with my parents to let them know where I was. More examples. 1. We checked in at the hotel around 10 p.m. 2. I checked in with my colleagues to see if I could help with our project, meaning I visited with my colleagues to find out if there was something I could do to help with the project. Check out. Inseparable. Or separable, depending on usage. 1. Inseparable. To settle one's bill and then leave, as at a hotel. In this example, we asked our hotel clerk if we could check out an hour later than normal. 2. Separable. Informal. To scrutinize or look over carefully, as in this example. We went to the mall to check out the sales. More examples. 1. We checked out of the hotel at noon. 2. We decided to go to the auto showroom and check out the new BMWs. Chop up. Separable. 1. To cut into small pieces, as in this example. We chopped up the tomatoes and made a nice salad. More examples. The cook chopped up the garlic and the onions and put them into a saucepan. Another example. Then the cook chopped up the beef and put that into the saucepan. Clean out. Separable. To remove clutter or everything from a room or area sometimes implies that the area is in critical need of cleaning, or that the area has to be made ready for another occupant by removing everything, as in this example. I cleaned out my car because it was a mess. More examples. I have to clean out my house to get ready for spring cleaning. Another example. They had to clean out the warehouse so that the new business could move in. Clear up. Separable. 1. To make free from doubt or confusion, as in this example. I was confused about the test date, but the teacher cleared that up. 2. when a disease condition heals and goes away, especially a skin condition, as in this example. When I went back to the doctor, I showed him that the rash had cleared up. More examples. 1. We have to clear up the misunderstanding between us, meaning we have to have a discussion so that we can understand each other's point of view better. 2. The rash cleared up after I took the medicine. Clog up. Separable. 1. To obstruct movement on or in something. When obstructions, something that blocks an opening, prevents something from working properly, as in this example. The bathtub drain is clogged up, and water won't drain out of the tub. More examples. The sink drain is clogged up. Water will not pass out of the drain. Too much hair in the drain clogged it up. Another example. The roads were all clogged up with traffic. Close off. Separable. 1. To block or obstruct an area, usually deliberately, so that something or someone cannot pass, as in this example. Main Street was closed off to car traffic because of the street celebration. More examples. The police closed off the main street because of the big parade. Another example. The workers closed off one of the entrances to the building because of construction inside the building. Come across, inseparable. To encounter or discover, defined unexpectedly, as in this example. While traveling in China, I came across a man who was kind enough to show me the ancient temple. More examples. 1. The man came across some old photographs while searching through his closet. Another example. The workers came across some old coins while digging a hole in the ground. Come along. Inseparable. 1. To accompany, to go with someone, as in this example. The mother told the child to come along with her into the car. 2. To make progress, as in this example. The company's new project was coming along nicely. More examples. 1. The tour guide told the tourists to come along with him so that he could show them some interesting things about the city. 2. The new building is really coming along, meaning the construction on the new building is progressing very well. Come apart. Inseparable. 1. To separate, to fall to pieces or fall apart because of poor condition or construction, as in this example. Her old dress looked nice, but it came apart when she tried to put it on. 2. To lose control emotionally, as in this example. When the man discovered that his wife was seeing another man, he came apart. More examples. 1. The old book came apart when I tried to open it. 2. When she found out that the school would not accept her, she really came apart, meaning she became emotionally upset when she found out the school would not accept her. Come back. Inseparable. 1. To return, as in this example. After going to the theater, Nancy came back home about 11:30 p.m. 2. To have a consequence, as in this example. Not doing your homework will come back to you in a bad way. Maybe you will do poorly on an exam. Note, we use come back to mean return in many ways. In this case, it means your laziness will return to you when you take an exam and discover you don't know the answers. More examples. 1. Our daughter was away at school for 2 years. She came back yesterday. 2. The salesman's laziness came back on him when he was fired for a poor sales record. Come down. Inseparable. 1. Movement from a higher level to a lower level, as in this example. He came down off the ladder and stepped on the ground. 2. Socially moving from a good position to a lesser position, as in this example. Boy, I remember when she was a great actress. Now no one knows who she is. She has really come down. 3. Business. When pricing is reduced, as in this example, clothing prices have really come down at the mall. Let's go shopping. More examples. 1. My friend from New York is coming down to visit me here in Florida. 2. Poor Ted. He's lost his job and now he has to move out of his apartment. Boy, he's really come down. 3. During the sale, the prices came down. Come down with, inseparable. To get sick, as in this example. Many of the students in the same class came down with a cold. More examples. 1. My head is hot and my throat hurts. I think I'm coming down with the flu. Another example. While visiting Thailand, my friend came down with malaria. Come from, inseparable. 1. Origin. Location where something or someone originated, as in this example. He came from the south of the country. 2. Can also be used to refer to a person's reference point when they are giving their opinion to another, as in this example. Your boss seems mean and nasty, but you must understand where he is coming from. The president of the company will fire your boss if your boss doesn't enforce the rules. More examples. 1. I just came from the grocery store. I bought some food for dinner tonight. 2. In Mark's opinion, international aid should be sent to that nation. I think that he is coming from a place of compassion, meaning the reason why he is saying this is because he feels compassion for the people of the poor nation. Come in, inseparable. 1. To enter or to request to give permission to enter, as in this example. Julia came in the front door soaking wet because of the heavy rain outside. 2. Used to talk about including or inserting an idea, activity, event, etc. into an existing situation, as in this example. We are planning an outdoor celebration. We are going to have food and competitions. The bike race will come in between the swimming race and the running race. More examples. 1. There is someone knocking at our door. It must be our dinner guest. Please ask them to come in. 2. Getting good grades on exams takes hard work. This is where doing homework comes in. Come off, inseparable. 1. To result in, to end up, as in this example. If we don't sell our products more cheaply, we will come off the losers in this market. 2. To happen or occur, as in this example. The picnic came off perfectly because of the beautiful weather. 3. To separate away from, as in this example. The cover came off of that book. More examples. 1. If we don't score some points in this soccer match, We're going to come off looking like a bad team. 2. The party came off poorly because there wasn't enough food. 3. The handle came off of the cheap cooking pot. Come on, inseparable. 1. A request to accompany someone, an imperative, as in this example. Come on, come with us. We're going to the movies. 2. Used in the imperative to mean hurry up, as in this example. Come on, we're going to be late for the movies. 3. Slang. To show romantic or sexual interest in someone, as in this example. The guy at the bar came on to me, but I wasn't interested. More examples. 1. Come on with me and I'll show you the office. 2. Come on, we're going to be late. 3. The guy looked like a movie star. All the girls at the party came on to him. Come out. Inseparable. 1. The results of, as in this example. The total for all of the groceries came out to $5. 2. First appearance, as in this example. This fashion line of dresses came out last month. 3. Make an appearance, as in this example. The sky was clear, and you could see the stars come out. 4. To leave or come away from, as in this example. Lots of sand came out of my pocket when I returned from the beach. More examples. 1. The blood test came out negative. You are not sick. 2. The book came out last week. It was really exciting. 3. It was a beautiful night. The moon came out. 4. The dirt came out easily when she washed the soiled dress. Come through. Inseparable. 1. To pass, usually successfully, from the beginning to the end of an experience, as in this example. The student came through the exam okay. 2. To move from one place to another, pass by and then continue on to a destination. To pass under or between a structure on your way to somewhere, as in this example. I knew a lot of people that came through that door. 3. To be successful at completing something or getting something done for someone else, as in this example. I can always rely on my best friend to come through for me. More examples. 1. He came through a really bad experience. He was hospitalized after a bad car accident. But today, he is finally well. 2. During our party, people that I didn't know came through the door. 3. Our team won the championships. They came through for us. Come up. Inseparable. 1. Moving from a lower position to a higher position, physically or socially, as in this example. He came up the stairs in a hurry. He was late for the meeting. Socially, he's really come up in the world. Last year, he was poor. Now he is driving a new car. 2. New or unexpected appearance of an idea or event, as in this example. A sudden storm came up and ruined our picnic. 3. Anticipation of an event, holiday, or other situation, as in this example. The cherry blossom celebration is coming up this week. More examples. 1. They came up to Canada from Texas to visit us. Another example. They have really come up in the world. Now they are living in an expensive house. 2. Thank you for the invitation to your party. I'm sorry I can't go. Something important has come up, meaning that an unexpected situation has arisen for the speaker. 3. Christmas is coming up next week. Come up with, inseparable. 1. To originate, to think of, to invent, as in this example. Yolanda came up with a good idea. She would go to America with her friends to study English. More examples. 1. We need to come up with some good ideas for the party next week. Another example. Rudolf Diesel came up with the idea for the diesel engine. Con into, separable, idiom, slang. 1. Use a deceitful method to get someone to do something. Note, sometimes this expression is used playfully, as in this example. My friends conned me into helping them clean up the house. More examples. 1. The woman was conned into sending money to an organization that did not exist. Another example. My boss conned me into doing the large project. The speaker does not mean that the boss used negative trickery, only that his boss persuaded him to do a project that he hadn't planned to do. Con out of, separable, idiom, slang. 1. Use a deceitful method to get something from someone. Note, sometimes this expression is used playfully, as in this example. My girlfriend conned me out of my last $20. More examples. 1. The phony advertisement on the internet conned us out of our money. Another example. My wife conned me out of $50 for a new dress. Note, the speaker does not mean that his wife used negative trickery, only that his wife persuaded him to give her money for the new dress. Cool off, separable. 1. To become more relaxed, usually after being upset. Idiom, slang, as in this example. It took me 2 hours to cool off after the policeman gave me a ticket. 2. To reduce temperature, as in this example. It took me 2 hours to cool off after jogging in the sun. More examples. 1. After the argument, he left the room and tried to cool off. Tried to become more calm. 2. After boiling the eggs, the cook left them out to cool off. Count in, separable, idiom. 1. To include, as in this example. My father asked us if we wanted to go to a nice restaurant tonight. I told him to count me in. More examples. 1. The project seemed interesting. I asked the group to count me in, meaning I wanted to be included in that project. Another example. Who wants to have ice cream now? Count me in. I love ice cream. Count on, inseparable. 1. To rely on, as in this example. I could always count on my brother to help me when I was in trouble. More examples. 1. I knew that I could count on my friend to pick me up from work. Another example. An employer likes to hire someone they can count on, meaning someone they can trust to do a good job. Count up, separable. 1. To tally, to add up, as in this example. After the swap meet, we counted up the money and discovered that we made over $500. Examples. 1. At the end of the day, the business counts up the amount of money it made. Another example. We counted up the number of holidays we have each year. Cover up, separable. 1. to hide something, to be blocked from view. As in this example, I couldn't find my car keys because they were on the table covered up by my purse. 2. To hide the truth idiom. As in this example, the government tried to cover up the corruption. More examples. 1. She put some makeup on to cover up the red marks on her face. 2. The politician tried to cover up his connection to the criminal, meaning the politician didn't want people to know he had a connection to a criminal. Crackdown. Inseparable. 1. To more strictly enforce the law, order, or rules, sometimes suddenly, as in this example. The school cracked down on smoking in the building. More examples. 1. The government cracked down on protesting in the city. Another example. The company cracked down on lateness by its employees. Meaning, the company more strictly enforced the rules about being late to work. Cross off, separable. 1. To draw a line through. Eliminate, as in this example. I decided to cross my name off of the list of students who wanted to take the TOEIC exam. More examples. 1. She made a list of places that she wanted to visit. After she visited Rome, she crossed that city off of her list. Another example. My boss asked us to put our names on a list if we wanted a new position in the company. I hope they don't cross my name off of this list. Cut back, separable. To reduce, to make shorter or smaller, as in this example. Because of the high price of petroleum, we had to cut back the amount of time that we were driving. More examples. 1. We were spending too much money so that we had to cut back on spending. Another example. The company had to cut back on the bus services because they weren't making enough money. Cut down. Separable. 1. To reduce, not use so much. As in this example. It is important for farmers to cut down on the amount of pesticides that they use on our food. 2. To remove by sawing or by using a knife or axe or other sharp tool, as in this example. The bushes in my yard were too tall, so we cut them down. 3. Informal slang. To ridicule. As in this example, Tanya's friend really cut her down for being so mean to her boyfriend. More examples. 1. We were spending too much money on our vacation, so we had to cut down on our spending. 2. They cut down the tree to make room for the new house. 3. Some of the students cut down the girl for wearing an old dress to school. Cut off, separable. 1. To stop, discontinue, as in this example. The government cut off aid to the poor. 2. To move in front of someone or something else so as to interfere with their progress, as in this example. The tall building directly in front of our window cut off our view of the ocean. 3. To cut and completely remove with scissors or knife or other sharp instrument, as in this example. The cook cut off the bad parts of the vegetables and threw them out. More examples. 1. His parents cut off his allowance because of his bad grades. 2. The car moved into the left lane and cut off the bus, which caused an accident. 3. The barber cut off Jim's hair. Jim had a bald head after visiting the barber. Cut out. Separable. 1. Informal slang. Leave unexpectedly. As in this example, the students cut out at 2 p.m. to go to a concert. 2. To remove part of something, like, for example, a section from a piece of paper with the scissors. As in this example, the dressmaker cut out a sleeve from the cloth. 3. To stop unexpectedly, as in this example. The electric generator cut out, and the city was without electricity for 2 hours. 4. To stop using something, as in this example. The doctor told me to cut out smoking because it wasn't good for my health. More examples. 1. The meeting was longer than expected, so Stefan cut out early, means he left early. 2. The children cut out star shapes from the colored paper. 3. I was racing along the freeway when suddenly the car engine cut out and I had to turn the car off the road. 4. The woman was dieting, so she cut out all sweets. Cut up, separable. 1. Separate into pieces, usually with a knife or other sharp instrument. As in this example, we cut the cake up into 4 equal pieces. 2. Informal slang. To make jokes, as in this example, my friends and I sat around the table and cut up all night. More examples. 1. The cook cut up the celery. 2. When my friends get together, we always cut up, meaning we always make a lot of jokes. Chapter 2 Review. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letter C. Instructions. Read and or listen carefully to the sentences below. Fill in the blank spaces with the correct preposition, particle, or adverb. The answers can be found in this chapter above. Let's begin. Number 1. I called the dentist, but he didn't answer his phone. He called me blank in about 10 minutes. 2. The repairman called blank his parts order to the warehouse. 3. The children were nervous after hearing the explosion, so the teacher had to calm them blank. 4. The nanny cared blank the children. 5. When Cowrie found out that she got the best grade in the class on the exam, she carried blank for 10 minutes. 6. I don't care blank that kind of food. I like Japanese food better. 7. The student was caught cheating blank the exam. 8. We checked blank at the hotel around 10 p.m. 9. We decided to go to the auto showroom and check blank the new BMWs. 10. Then the cook chopped blank the beef and put that into the saucepan. 11. The project seemed interesting. I asked the group to count me blank. 12. The phony advertisement on the internet conned us blank of our money. 13. The government cracked blank on protesting in the city. 14. She made a list of places that she wanted to visit. After she visited Rome, she crossed that city blank of her list. 15. The company had to cut blank on bus services because they weren't making enough money. 16. They cut blank the tree to make room for the new house. 17. The car moved into the left lane and cut blank the bus, which caused an accident. 18. The cook cut blank the celery. 19. Some of the students cut blank the girl for wearing an old dress to school. 20. The company cracked blank on employees who were spending too much time at the water cooler. Here are the answers to the sentences above. 1. Back. 2. In. 3. Down. 4. Four. 5. On. 6. Four. 7. On. 8. In. 9. Out. 10. Up. 11. In. 12. Out. 13. Down. 14. Off. 15. Back. 16. Down. 17. Off. 18. Up. 19. Down. 20. Down. This is the end of Chapter 2.